Thank you very much, Madam President and coordinators. I have a question, but I will ask that question at the end. But I also got some information from my colleagues from the Ministry of Defense of the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit. But it's in Dutch, but I will translate it as we go in English, so please bear with me. So within the Netherlands, we have two types of IEDs that we actually see in our country. The so-called pizza slice, which is used to kind of explode like ATMs, and a hand grenade type of IED with possible appendages. And they're both used in the criminal, both used by criminals who are either wanting the money of the ATM or for other criminal activities. The kind of the pizza slice is basically stuck into the ATM machine. And it consists of a regular self-made and homemade explosive with standard detonators. And in terms of the detonators, there are no significant new developments. What they do see, however, is that there is an increase of the amount of explosive that is being used, which causes much more damage in the environment. It doesn't happen that people are actually killed very often, but it creates huge risks, especially in areas where there might be many people. And then we have the hand grenade type that could be just a regular hand grenade, but sometimes they also have hand grenades which have appendages, and they then become effectively booby traps. You probably are aware of the way how to detonate those. So these are the type of improvised devices our Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit is finding in the Netherlands. Considering when the Netherlands military goes on a mission, we haven't perceived any significant new developments with regard to detonators. We do see that, and I think that supports maybe also what was being said by the panelists of Small Arms Survey on this issue, that they have had the same type of explosives for a while. So I think that's also what the military has been saying, who has also been on mission, on a UN mission in West Africa. And what they do see, however, of course, is that every IED is unique in the way it is built. And it also relates very much on the environment in which they are. So, for example, an IED that is found at next to a road needs to be handled or cleared in a different way than those that you find in other places, or those that are, for example, made in a factory. So also the environment plays a role, but also another issue that plays a role, of course, when on mission, is the time pressure. So these are the practical input I got from our military. And then I have a question myself to the panelists from UNMAS, Mr. Hicks. Thank you very much, Mr. Hicks, for the very interesting presentation. I think one of the slides also showed, and you mentioned that, for example, in Mali, you have been finding victim-operated IEDs. And my question really relates to the way these kind of devices are recorded. I mean, of course, if there are spot tasks in terms of that they're cleared directly, I don't know, maybe you don't need to record them. But if not, how are they recorded? Are the different types of IEDs that one founds on the different missions, are they disaggregated in terms of reporting? In particular, I'm also interested for those types of IEDs, often the victim-operated ones, of course, that fall under the definition of an AP mine, whether they are recorded also as such. Thank you.